Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got my your body. Bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Who took your bitch at the party? Cut. I took your bitch in the party. Cut. Who that be flags Martian? Cut. Who that don't pick in the cut? Cut. Who got them freaks in the truck? Cut. Then diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wanna be caught. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kit. Moonwalks in this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slum. Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got my your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage. 21. Saint Laurent savage in the Aston. Yeah, high end cars and fashion. 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast. On God, I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin', ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken. On God, I pull the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titty. 21. I'm in a Bentley truck, she keep on suckin' like it's tinted. 21. All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth me. On God, the bitch so bad I popped a Miley before I hit. 21.
Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in this bitch, it's your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your crew. Brrr, popping at you. Boo. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. Ice on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Suffer the dip for the brand. Suffer your bitch for your man. Suffer the trap for the fame. I saw them Cardi B, Cardi a friend. Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blow out the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the Ho Hive Radio. It's been a long, long, long time. We missed y'all.
Happy New Year!
Oh, you know, we had to bring it in with Cardi, because was that not like the most notable ho of 2017 or no?
She made my list.
She made my list as well. So y'all, it's been a while. I don't even remember what the hell we talked about last time, to be honest.
Well, first and foremost, Miss...
Uh-oh. Y'all don't even know who we are. This is your girl, Brooke J, the sensualist.
And this is your girl, Miss Uncensored.
So, Sin, do you remember where we left off with this podcast thing?
No, but I do know what we're going to talk on. Y'all welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ho Hive Radio. It's 2018. We're going to start things off real hot. Real ho. Real everything 2018. Let's get it. Miss Sensualist, let's talk about it. We got the whole new year. We starting off.
So before we actually gather, you know, our thoughts on 2018, I know we laid a little bit February. We shouldn't even really be talking about last year, but we do want to recap the most notable hoes of 2017, their contributions, maybe some ho knows as well, because there's plenty of those. So I'm going to let Ms. Uncensored kick it off with our first notable ho
of 2017. Who made my top five list of the most known ho for 2017? Let's get this right.
Honestly, I still say Cardi, but that's just me.
Number five, I'm going to give it to SZA. Don't know too much about her, but I do know that she hit the scene mean about her motherfucking green, and guess what? She made the team.
She made that side chick anthem of the year.
Okay. I got a lot of hoes shouting out to that. So, SZA, shout out 2017. You are the top hoe. Number five.
Top hoe number five.
Then, number four, I have Mr. Tigger.
Tyga.
You know I don't listen to his music, but I will say this. He is notable because not only did he slide his way into the Kardashian fam, he made sure that he put a motherfucking seed up in one of those situations. But we're not going to go there. We're just going to say it's all about progress. And that's what he did. He got ahead because his music sure wasn't. Next, number three, I got Khloe Kardashian. Can we just go ahead and just put it out there? She is the most slept on hoe, period. And I'm not even going to give her a year. She's just the most slept on hoe, period.
And why is that, Ms. Uncensored?
We don't like her. Let's just all be honest. She tries too hard to be not it. And let me just tell you, notably, you don't got to do nothing but just arrive and show up and claim your time. So
is she making the whole no list?
She's making the whole no list because she's been in all the whole no situations.
Like what?
Like, it's too early. I'm just going to say Khloe Kardashian, you're number three on my list because, honey, I see you, but I really don't see you, honey. Your moves aren't really money moves. They're just moves. So that is a whole no. That's a whole no. Let's see. Number two. We got Miss Cardi B. Now, Cardi B, I'm going to just put it like this. If you are listening in our radio land, you made number two because you can't top number one. Let's just be all the way honest. Okay? Number two, because you did your thing. We know where you started from. We know where you're ending, and we know where you're going. I'm sorry. We know where you're going, and we know where you're ending. So with that being said, the most notable hope for 2000.
And I want to speak on Cardi because I'm a big fan, right? So, like, I've been fucking with her since Gangsta Bitch Volume 1, Gangsta Bitch Volume 2, On the Bodak Yellow, all that good stuff. But I really respect her. Me being, an exotic entertainer as well, she really came up from being just a stripper to being an internet personality, being a TV personality, to now being a successful and mainstream rapper. So, I mean, the glow up is real. Have you seen her lately?
It better be.
The glow up is real. She looks really damn good.
It better be. Because if you're not investing your money in yourself.
And did you see the ring she got?
Did you see it from the lane that she got? And I only say that. We're not going to speak on that. But let's just be all that.
Honestly, that was some ho no fuck shit. So let's talk about that too.
So we can't finish the list.
This is still about Cardi. It's just about that after she all happy and whatnot got that ring. And honestly, some shit happens in the whole world. Some shit happens, but she got that ring. But then they dropped that. What's it, Christmas Day? They dropped a little scandal about her. They leaked his phone. He was cheating on her. XYZ.
You get what you get. I'm gonna put it like that. You get what you get. So with that being said, Cardi B, you are my number two only because I love your uprisal. I love how you came, you sought, you conquered, you got. All I need you to do is go ahead and just smooth out those rough edges, bitch. Because
she wouldn't be who she was if she smoothed out some rough edges. We love Cardi because she ratchet and she real. I love that about her. I wouldn't change a damn thing.
All I'm saying is if she's going to speak for the community, especially the hip-hop community and or the
professional poll workers, I need you to make sure that your jargon is all the way lit. And I get that, and I get that ratchet shit, but at the same time, if you're going to be on major platforms representing those type of communities, I need your jargon to be all the way lit.
She's working on it. She's working on cleaning it up.
She was on the doctor prematurely. I'm just letting you know. If you're going to be representing that type of community, I need you to have your jargon all the way lit.
No comment.
And I'm just going to say this. Had she performed at Super Bowl Sunday, she would have set us back two years.
No comment on that. Mm. You know, I love Cardi. I don't have nothing bad to say.
I love Cardi, honey. But I'm just letting you know. That's what they're looking for. They're looking to make a mockery out of us. So just be better with the jargon. Moving on to number one.
Number one.
Kris Jenner.
Pinterest.
If she ain't pimping, she ain't pimping, she ain't pimping. Let me tell you something. She put Iceberg Swim out of position. And I'm just going to put it like that. She is the pimp. She pimped out the family. Every family member has a coin rolling in, and guess who meets that end? Miss Kris Jenner.
And how she managed to do this without exploiting her own self is beyond me. Like,
have you seen her? Have you seen her? With the boy cut, party in the front. I'm sorry. Work in the front, work in the back. Yeah, that's how she wasn't able to exploit herself. She already knows that those eggs have dried up, and that snatch is snatched. So let's exploit these daughters. Who made your top five 2017 list for the hoes?
Honestly, I picked the same people you did, but I added Miss Melania Trump because Miss Lady is sucking 45's dick. I don't think she's doing a good enough job because this nigga's wildin'. But she's on the ho no list, to be honest. But
can I interject?
She's a sex worker who made it into the White House, and I respect that.
You do know that he just got caught cheating in a scandal with an American porn star.
Oh, okay.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
You know, see, we're not going to get into that because politics is not our topic. But what I will say is, yeah, he had to slide over to the east side, and I mean America, and got himself a nice honey dip from the sex worker industry, American mainstream.
Okay.
But that ain't none of my business because I ain't laying with the nigga. So, excuse my language, I ain't laying with him. I'm not laying with 45, so that's none of my business.
So to be honest, I'm over 2017, and I would love to move forward with this whole glow.
Ooh!
Yeah, so I want to play, is it too early for the game?
Is it too early to pop this bottle for a whole new year?
Oh, y'all, let's see that.
All right, let me take that. I'm going to take this.
So we were supposed to air this episode about 3 weeks ago, but we had some technical difficulties. But there was a conversation started online, which was actually very interesting. So we posed a couple scenarios and wanted your take on it, whether this is a ho glow or ho no, meaning is that something you're going for? Is that something that you're not interested in? You know. So the first scenario, actually, Miss Sensitive, do you mind if I use this very quickly?
Absolutely not.
So I don't have it verbatim in front of me, but the question was like, so your spouse goes out, your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever, goes out with friends, okay? Comes back drunk, talking to you, but every other word in between solicitations to, you know, getting your snatch is talking about some other bitch that they may have known some years ago by how fine they are, whatever, whoopie whoopie whoop. Is it okay for your significant other to be sexually aroused by someone else and come back to you and fuck you? How do you feel about this, Ms. Uncensored? And honestly, I had a very different stance on it prior to reading a lot of the responses.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
The conversation got pretty damn good.
So we're in the OHO sectional, and we're going to go ahead and just...
Hey, Becca. Please join this conversation. Oh, yeah, so if you are in the Ho Hive Let's Talk Sex Talk group on Facebook, we are also live here, so if you're typing, you can add your comments, questions, and all of that good stuff.
We love to hear from y'all, and please call in because, hey, your ideas are just as great as ours. So what I'm going to say pertaining to that situation is this. So I feel two type of ways. If you come home under the influence and you're talking to me about a has-been, under the influence, you're going to be a has-been. Because let me tell you something, drunken words are sober thoughts. I'd rather you come to me like the complete, genuine person that you are when I know you when you're not in unsober land and come to me and talk to me like the human that I am, with emotions and feelings, and express your thoughts. Because to be honest, truth be told, I don't believe that certain humans were designed to be with one person. I don't believe that monogamy is fitting for just one specimen.
And is it even all about monogamy? Because even if you are monogamous, that doesn't mean you're not going to have a sexual attraction to somebody else ever in life. That doesn't mean because I'm with somebody, my pussy never going to get wet for this person. Like, that don't make sense.
If I'm monogamous, my pussy not getting wet for nobody else.
So you ain't never seen nothing that look appetizing? Okay, maybe not the pussy getting wet, but you ain't never been attracted to somebody just like, oh, okay.
I didn't have time to look. My commitment
you
was...
You a fake bitch.
First of all, you a fake bitch. The way this whole heart is set up, when my mind and my body and my soul...
You're a sapiosexual man.
I am.
But okay.
Demisexual, too.
Okay, so let me give you a scenario. So you happen to be out getting some sushi for yourself, and you run across a nice, fine brother who got his shit together and, you know...
Came across one of those today. But that's neither here nor there.
So that didn't intrigue you? That didn't excite you at all?
The only thing that excited me was that my lunch was paid for.
Oh!
That's a hoe!
Yes.
Fuck
them up. Oh, so Miss Uncensored just popped the champagne. We were, you know... Setting off this new year, right?
Shout out.
New year, right? Okay, are you done with your take on that?
That's
an answer that.
So all I'm going to say is this. Like, if you come home drunk under the influence that you're going to have a conversation with me about the next woman, some has-been or some chick from the past, we have a problem. Because I'm going to catch your ass on a sober tip, and I'm going to wear that ass out. And you might just not even get another chance even. That's that.
I'm going to read some of the comments that we got from some of.
What's your take?
I'm going to get there.
Okay.
So we have a comment from Miss Nessie. She says, no, they can't actually consent, and I would be completely turned off with them bringing that sexual energy from one of their friends for me to help, quote unquote. It just sounds nasty. Plus, if they want them so bad and it's years later, then they should explore that, because coming home drunk and using me hurts and I won't stand for it.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I can agree with that a little bit, too.
Okay. I love it.
Okay. Somebody said, first of all, don't wake me up.
Don't wake me up.
Oh, yeah, and again, on this drunk thing, if you're drunk, it's not consensual, you know?
It's not.
And we are all about consent at the whole house, so that is a no-no. And then a lot of people are just saying no, wish a motherfucker would. But then on the other hand, we have other people. So Ms. Kavion says, fuck the shit out of me, baby. Lust is natural, but you know you came home to the real thing. Keep it 100. So, I can agree with that to a certain extent. So, you know.
That's tricky.
Let me tell you my take. I agree with you. If you came to me sober, brick sober, and said, hey, saw somebody that I haven't seen in a long time, and she was looking really good, like, whatever. But you came home to me, okay, we'll talk about it, whatever, we can move forward. I don't feel no type of way. Thank you for the honesty, babe. But when you come home drunk, I'm like, well, this bitch has said that shit. Is she sober, or is this just some shit that's going to come out every time you... So now I got to watch out every time you drink, because you're going to be looking at everything like the motherfucking snack.
Exactly. It's unattractive. It just makes you feel something. I wouldn't even use the word insecure, but it would definitely make me feel out of place in the relationship, because if this is something that we cannot communicate on a sober tip, why are we dating? Relationships should be transparent. Communication should be everything. That should be the first main objective in anybody's relationship, communication.
Facts. Okay.
Okay.
So we have, I'm going to read a couple more comments before we move on from this topic. But so BB said, it's okay to be attracted to other people, but it's wrong to have sex with someone and be distant or thinking about someone else. That sounds like extremely miserable sex. And then she said, I saw a movie recently, and one of the characters said, I really miss my ex. Is it okay if I think about her while we do it? And the other character said, sure, so long as I can think of my ex. And then they had sex with their eyes closed. That's not okay to me. That is not okay. You just need to be with other people and fucking those other people you're thinking about.
Let me just give you a day pass.
A day pass?
2-hour pass?
I don't know. That would, me personally, like, I have that sapiosexual thing, too. That would turn me all the way off. I'm sorry. Can I think about my ex while I fuck you? Why don't you get the fuck out of my
face? I think my main thing is that the attraction has to have some type of substance.
just because they look good, their ass is fat, their titties is juicy, that doesn't do anything for me. That's not enough. Because it just further lets me know that you're concerned about the cosmetic. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I won't do that, especially while you're drunk.
Okay. I hear that. And then we have another comment from Amy. She said, I would be annoyed with the drunk part, but if my partner came home and had a heartfelt conversation with me about that attraction, I would want to be really understanding about it. I know if things were reversed and I needed to talk to somebody about attraction issues, I would hope my partner would be a safe place for me to share my heart. If there's some hotness between us as a result, I'm not mad.
Okay. Again, that's that transparency thing, though, and you the drunkenness thing, though, that deads the transparency, because is that?
I just think that when any additives are in the equation, it totally just turns the conversation. Any additives that are a part of a genuine conversation, they will always jade the conversation. And I mean, anything that will put you under a submissive tongue, i.e. drugs, i.e. alcohol, i.e. hell, I don't know, a hard, stressful day at work. But, you know, we have to look at how they come to you. I always look at first, how are you coming to me? And that's what matters first.
I have an interesting question. Does gender play a role with this question? Because if you're talking about a lesbian relationship, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be more understanding. We can talk about this. But, you know, goddamn well, if your nigga came home in a heterosexual relationship, you're going to wear into that ass. Right or wrong?
It goes both ways. It goes both ways. There, I'm going to put it like this.
I just know straight women when they're going to chop this nigga dick off. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you come in my face.
Respect is respect. And that's on all platforms.
Right. I guess I'm just thinking about the reaction, though. Women just handle things differently.
Because we're equipped to. We have to. We have to. Outside of dealing with the pressures of the world, we have to be equipped to deal with whatever comes on our personal, with our emotional, with our spiritual. Because women naturally have to endure all climates.
Right. So when a woman is dealing with a woman, I don't know. This actually came from the thread in people's responses, because a guy actually commented and he said, hold up. He said, all of you ladies must be talking about women. Y'all not letting these niggas do this.
Let's cheers to this really quick. let's cheers to that.
We're going to take a little sippy sip real quick. Excuse me. Had to slurp it on y'all.
Oh,
it's a little.
Shout out to Barbie for the piper.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the bubbly.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So, okay. I love men and their input.
Honestly,
I'm not giving the man the benefit of the doubt. I'm not doing that. Because at the end of the day, if you date me, or if you date you, or if you date some...
Put yourself in this exact shoes. If it was your man and
if
he came home drunk...
And my man knows...
And he was talking about somebody that you knew from X amount of years ago, and you said, oh, really, nigga?
I'm not going to sit there and oh, really, shit with a bitch either.
No, I'm not saying you go to her, but what are you going to say?
I would put his ass out. I'll see you in the morning. You mean you're going to sit up here and talk to me about the next woman? The next attraction? The next big booty...
I think you had a similar experience in the last. Don't do me. It's too early.
Boycott Sea Frog.
Okay. And then also we have a strong poly following. So in the poly community, it's like, oh, well, bring Shorty home. Or, you know, she cute? Because that's also where the responses ended up getting Chandy.
So Chandy, ho!
She said, that would be the part I demand they pull their phone out, go to their friend's IG page, and let me see how fat that ass is for myself.
I think I respond. Okay, so with that being said, I think also it depends on the type of relationship that you're in. You know, if you're in a monogamous relationship, I mean, the typical person would not expect much like that. Polygamous or polygamy, I expect that. That's okay. But let's just be all the way honest. Most people who are in polygamous situations, they have a scope and they have an idea of the type of women that should be brought into the forefront of their primary woman.
But the thing is, in polyamory, it's not always a primary. Sometimes people are just like free. What do they call it? Damn, where is Dove when I need her? She's like the poly dictionary. But basically, like, what do they call it? It's like not believing in.
It's
in
called
the
ethical non-monogamy. Boom. Mhm. Ethical non-monogamy. Yeah. So being open and transparent with all of your partners, but at the same time,
not feeling like they all need to.
Everyone,
be
right? No one has a numbered place. But at the same time, nobody really knows their place because they don't even know when they showed up. They just know that they're in a relationship with multiple or a multiple series of people.
Okay.
So we're going to draw it back to with this question. It really all depends on the dichotomy of your relationship. What type of relationship are you in to even have emotions that will elicit certain responses? I get that.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what was
that? I know, right?
Okay. So then we have another response from Gigi. She said, yeah, they can, but they can also just go fuck the friend, too. I don't mind at all.
Well, she didn't say with or without protection. So now that draws in a whole new...
You going to send your man off and say, oh, well, get that pussy.
If he's drunk, does you think that he's thinking about if there's some protection or not? And we have to talk about what level of drunk. Are we like, fall down, I can't stand the fuck
up? Your speech is slurred.
Yeah, so you might not even be looking for no protection. Speech is slurred. Is your mind on the same realm? Is it slurred too? Are you just trying to wham bam? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Tran. I don't know. But are you all the way consciously thinking when you go into that episode, when you go into that mode? It's just a lot of factors when it comes to, you know, situations like that. And that's why I believe in having a healthy relationship, communication first,
absolutely,
knowing your partner inside and out. So therefore, when they come to you, rather sober or not sober, you understand first.
That's a lot of responsibility to feel like you need to know somebody inside and out. Like, people change every day, and I feel like it's an unnecessary burden to feel like your partner should know or be everything for you. Like,
under the same roof, I better know everything about you. And when I say everything, I might not be going through your cell phone.
Well, I guess they came home. Okay.
Yeah, they came home. They came home, yeah. So my thing is, if we're under one roof, we need to be on the same accord. If you're over here in Southwest and I'm over here in Northwest, I get it. There's space and opportunity to do that shit.
So you're saying that with space and opportunity, people just fuck with
us? No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that they have the opportunity to have a broader imagination on things that have not happened or things that could happen from people that resonate from the past.
Okay.
Boom.
Samson, we done rapped about that topic about 25 minutes.
So listen, we're gonna,
I think we need a good commercial break from Miss Simply May. We're going to get a word from our sponsors very quickly.
Take it away.
Why, thank you. This is a whole hive brought to you by Stand All Night Media. Stand All Night Media is a diversified digital media brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Like hoes of color, maybe you are one. Maybe your business caters to them. Well, why don't you advertise on the show? Support is free. Advertising is not. Find out more at www.wheredoyoustand.com. Again, that's www.wheredoyoustand.com. We're also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating website. Find your Eve at www.eve4eveonline.com and follow them on social media as well. Lastly, please check out An Evening of Queer One-Page Plays, presented by Outright, the DC Queer Theater Festival, Ignite, and the DC Center for the LGBT Community. The fun goes down tomorrow, February 7th, at 7 p.m. The location is the Sintizer's Parlor, 3813 Georgia Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20011. Tickets are $10. You're going to be seeing plays written by Kate Bishop, Rasheed Darden, Sophie Hereed, Demayu Menasiban, Zachary Rosen, Kiera Whalen, and directed by Tracy Urbaca, Caitlin Partridge, John Johnson, and me, Simply Nay. And I hear there's a whole hive coming up. Will we be tasting, touching, and feeling anytime soon? Tell us, friends, when we return. But in the meantime, let's get some music.
Yo,
$25 bottle. That's $25 is nasty.
No, we got a fan. $25.
Oh, y'all, sorry, we're talking about this nasty-ass champagne we're popping for a whole new year, but welcome back to the Ho Hive Radio. We want to talk briefly about our next Ho Hive production, which is Taste, Touch, Feel, Love, Leather, and Lace, an interactive adult play date on February 16th from 8 to 11. From 8 to 11, we have a variety of performances, burlesque, fire, kink, sex conversation, live demonstrations, all the things to get you all hot and bothered for our play date after party from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Crucible, which is located at 412 B Street Northeast. Dress code is dress to impress or in your kinky best, but of course, this is our Love, Leather, and Lace event, so leather and lace is recommended. We will have a slight costume ball where you will have the chance to win some fun and kinky prizes. You can find tickets for this at www.tastetouchfeel.eventbrite.com. Also, check out our new and still slightly under construction website, www.thehohive.com. That's H-A-U-X-H-I-V-E. So, Miss Uncensored, we can't get time for selfies right now.
This is the footage.
So,
about the brand.
You actually wanted to, we want to talk a little bit about 2018 and some hoe goals that we have set. Because, you know, you can be a hoe and still know where you're going, okay?
If you are listening in Radio Land, please feel free to call in and tell us about your hoe goals for 2018. If you are following us on Instagram, Facebook, FetLife, any of those social medias, please feel free to send in your hoe goals. We are all about progression. We are all about progress. Let's talk about it. So, y'all already know, Miss Uncensored, because I'm an Aquarius, my goals change daily.
Me too, girl.
Like the panties I don't wear.
Hey, I don't wear them either. Is that an Aquarius thing? Okay, sorry.
No, medication. So listen, we got some goals listed out. We got the personal, we got the career, we got the wealth, we got the health, we got the financial, we got the spirit.
Okay.
Spiritual. So personally, what my goals are for 2018.
We're talking about your personal goals.
Okay. Well, we're gonna talk about the personal. And like we said, if you're in Radio Land, please feel free to call in. We would love to hear what you have planned for 2018 because this is our year to succeed. How the fuck we go? Personal. I want to finish school, y'all.
Like, going back to grad school.
Guys, I can't be no dumb hoe out here. I got to know the laws of the land.
The best hoes are educated.
The best hoes are educated. Come on now. Know your worth, baby. I want to travel more, probably internationally. Like, I want to get out of this motherfucker.
You free now.
I'm free now. I ain't married, but I'm free now. Okay, so with that being said, I want to travel more internationally. I want to experience different cultures. I want to be a part of different traditions. I want to live a little bit more, a lot more. I'm sorry, a lot more.
All hoes should be cultured.
Boop! That part. I want to eat healthier. I'm not going to lie. I started off on this rant that I was going to be a vegetarian.
You said pescatarian.
Okay, I did, but I love cheese.
No, nigga, you love steaks.
I love red. I love big meats.
Oh, you like big meat.
We ain't got shit to do with shit, but yeah, I want to laugh more. I want to laugh more, and I don't mean at things that are meant to be like, you know, negative. I want to laugh more at things that, you know, people take to heart. Like, we got to lighten up, people. It's 2018. Don't be so goddamn sensitive. I want to laugh more. Shit. Hell, if an old lady slip on her way to our car with bags in her hand and the motherfucking grocery cart pusher ain't come help support her, I'm alive. Why not? Shouldn't have been out there with your old ass trying to push groceries in the first place. Should have had your motherfucking son. I'm just saying. I want to laugh more. I want to be humored more. I want to laugh responsibly, gracefully. healthily.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to grow wiser. Grow wiser. And I just mean in decisions, decisions and decisions. Even though I know who I am and I know what I'll do and I know what I want, I just want to grow wiser in my decisions. Period. I want to accept people's shortcomings better.
Accepting that people just are who they are.
That's the best way to put it. I just want to be more.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to just elaborate on that. This ain't got nothing to do with the whole. But I dislike that saying that people are how they are, because I believe that we as people can evolve at any moment.
Every day.
Don't get stuck in a box. Say, oh, this is just me. No, nigga, you're just choosing to stay stuck in your ways. And you have to. Because honestly, people don't bring things to your attention because it's cool. You know, people bring things to your attention so that you can grow and you can evolve and, you know, you have a chance to better yourself. So
if you're hanging around some comfortable-ass friends who won't tell you what time it is, ditch them, motherfuckers. Ditch them.
Absolutely.
Throw their whole ass away, trash can.
Yes. You need helpful hoes in your corner. Okay?
Helpful, healthy hoes.
Yes.
And I want to read more. And I don't got my purse on me, but I am currently reading two books that are progressive in my life, and they need to be, because anything that you read, it needs to be in a position to maturate you or to wise you up or just to have some type of relativity to your current lifestyle. Let's move on to the career. Start my own legitimate business.
Legitimate. You heard that word, people.
So I haven't filed taxes in IE, I don't know how many years, but I'm going to put it like this. Most of my businesses right now do not.
Look, that's the tale of a sex worker, though, because honestly, when I first started exotic dancing, I didn't log shit. Like, I logged how much money personally for me, so I knew what I was making. But I wasn't filing taxes. You want me to file taxes on this good old tax-free money?
I don't log bartender tips.
Oh, no. So I need to know. I log it for myself, so I know what it is.
I log for myself, yeah. But no, I keep the receipts, but I don't.
No, the bank don't see all of that.
Won't see that.
Right.
I just want to be, and not that I even so much believe in the IRS and the government and taxes and things like that.
But there's benefits to playing their game.
Exactly. There's definitely benefits to being a hoe professional.
Exactly.
Ho.
Like now I'm at the point in my adult entertainment career where, okay, yes, I do want to write this shit off. Every outfit, every time I get my hair done, my nails done, every time I buy some makeup, whatever, all of that is now a write-off. Like literally my whole entire life now is a write-off, but I want to carry it as such instead of just feeling like, oh, nobody need to know about this, because at this point I got moves to make. Like I'm trying to make power moves, and it's cute to be a young hoe and be out here throwing it in the wind, but like you said, legitimate businesses to continue moving forward, which is why the Hoe Hive exists now. We legitimate, bitch. We got a tax ID and all that shit.
And a bank account.
Yeah.
So, which leads me into my next thing. So, I guess you'll be featured on my YouTube channel
for
Naughty Cocktails. Let me get that streaming real quick, y'all, but we're not going to talk about
that. Uncensored, just a slight plug. She's an amazing bartender, and watch out for her new YouTube channel coming, so.
Naughty Cox. And lastly, publish two books.
Okay.
Publish two books. I think if we can publish two books a year, just as
that's residual income, though, and any smart hoe will get her some of that, because that's money you can make in your sleep. Once the work is done, people can buy that book when you're sleeping, just a click of a button on Amazon, on your website, whatever it be, Kindle, however you want to do it. But that's making something work for you. You working hard initially, but in the end, that thing really works for you. Residual income. Make that a whole goal for everyone right there. Okay.
And just alone, if you have a strong set of 50 supporters, not even 50, but 25, who believe in you and just believe in you personally, not even your dreams and goals, but just know who you are as a person, that right there off the back is it. You know what I'm saying? So invest in yourself first. I'm a firm believer of investing in yourself. So publish two books a year.
Absolutely.
That's one of my definite career goals. Switching over to wealth. Generational and comfortable. Sarate. Generational, I mean in the aspect, if I never have kids, I want whatever lineage I have passed over to my immediate family. If I do have kids, which might be a plant, a dog, probably, what's those things called that roll around your house?
They roll around your house. A cat? What are you talking about?
You know what they're called. They're like
ferrets. Ferrets. Yes, my ferret can definitely take my business over because he's going to be on a roll like me.
So, generational and comfortable wealth. That's what I mean.
Oh, bitch, I just dropped your ass.
Okay, as long as it didn't crack, you don't got to pay.
Yay.
So, and when I say comfortable, I mean, I don't mean no house on the hill with a white picket fence. I just mean me a nice horse eye on an island with a, what's that thing called? The solar panel. Yes. That saves me on some electricity because guess what? I'm living on an island by myself alone. And I don't
talk about that. So, whole goal. So, I did the research one day because I was like, mortgage, you know. So, people spend like $500,000 on a house, a box that doesn't move. You can get a whole private island for $500,000.
In a land that doesn't grow.
And granted, I know that you know there's building costs and you need, you know, there's other things you need. It's going to cost you more than $500,000. But just when you think about the grand scheme of things, what's really worth it?
Peace of mind. Moving along. Health. Health. My health goals. Meditate more. I don't even meditate right now, but meditate more.
I have my days. I need to be better. I used to do this shit every day.
I think meditation is essential to the.
Oh, honey, I'm a mess when I don't meditate, and I know it.
So maybe if we can kind of coordinate and you show me how to do
it. You wake up early, too. Let's send an accountability text so we can.
So you do know that this building does sunshine yoga.
Okay.
Toe-free. Shout out to my man Barbie. As long as he can plug us in, we are in there like somewhere.
Okay.
All right. All right.
What day is that? We're going to talk about
that. We'll talk about that. I need some packs. Look at this. I need some packs.
I don't know if you noticed me. I'm like notebooking it up.
I got all the techniques to work out, but let me just let you know.
You got that wintertime fluff, right?
I don't want it for y'all. I want it for me. I just want to step out and be like, bow, but down, ow. Is that natural? Yeah.
And hoes should take care of themselves. Like, yes, work out. Work that body. Sweat a little bit. You know, your skin's your biggest detoxifying organ. Sweat that shit out.
I want some abs. Like, I just think it's sexy on a woman to have some type of cut.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Included the butt. But we're not going in.
So, Sam, you done with these goals?
Hold on.
I got a whole question, y'all.
Hold on. The last health, we don't even got to get into the other two, but the last health one is study herbology.
Herbology, yes.
Why not grow my, I mean, listen, I already know how to plant a garden, but let's talk about the other plant bases. Why not? The medicinal purposes. I want to get deeper into that. I've always known I was a chemist. I just sucked like shit in school. They don't tell you how the pieces work together. They just tell you the elements. And the components and all that. But they don't tell you once you combine this with this, you're going to get this, okay? So I want to actually, you know, manifest in the herbology world and do my motherfucking thing.
Yes, ma'am. So we hope that you, too, will take this opportunity to set some whole goals for yourself because it is very important to know where you're going. So if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you've arrived? I want to get back into another juicy question because that last question had us going for like 20 minutes.
Woo!
He has some good responses off of that. So this one is a little more, I guess, controversial. And mind you, these questions are from real life scenarios that people go through and send in and submit. And you can do the same thing by using the hashtag Let's Talk Sex Talk with your questions so we know what's going on and we can possibly answer this on another radio show. But anyway, our next question. In the kink world, a lot goes, but is there a line? So, ladies, your partner says, let's role play, and you're down for some kinky thespian fun. When you ask the scenario, they want you to play a 17-year-old girl. Your partner is already 15 years your senior. What is your response? And is this appropriate play for consensual adults? Ms. Uncensored, how do you feel about this? Because I can get into what our answers were on this thing.
So I'm going to put it like this. I think 17 is, so
Why not 18? I don't get
so,
it.
So let me just go ahead and hit everybody in Radio Land what time it is in certain states. 16 is consensual to have sex. I'm sorry, to have consensual sex with anybody over 18 in certain states, i.e. Maryland.
Really?
That is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But I will say this. Certain states are okay with 16-year-olds being consensual with people who are over 18. Do I agree with that? Hell no. Because at 16, we're still filling ourselves out. We're still filling ourselves.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we're still trying to fill out who fills us. And 10 times out of 10, it's going to be the private eye that's over 18. So I'm just put it like this. I feel like it's all in the mindset when it comes to state per state cases. When we get into just actual,
no, we're not talking about real 17-year-olds.
Cool.
We're talking about you role playing.
So let me bring that back. So, you know, with taking the state lines out of it and just talking in general, am I okay with that? Absolutely not. 17 is still not a legal age limit to.
And I don't get it. Like, why 17? Why not 18? You know.
So
like,
let me ask you a question, and not even all the way back into that, but when back in our ancestral times, we are Black African American women. 15 years old, 14 years old, they were being married off.
Right. And there's still countries that do that, and they're trying to stop that now so that children can learn how to be children and learn who they are first before being sold into pretty much a modern-day form of fucking slavery. Because what else you need a little kid for?
What they call them is, well, that's
I don't
a whole other topic.
Girl, look, anyway, back to
do this. I agree with it? Absolutely not. I'd rather somebody say to me, hey, listen, I want to role play tonight. What do you want me to be? I want you to be a full girl with no type of ideology on the real world.
And a naive school girl.
A naive, you know, but when you put an age on it, it just makes me kind of, because I am a sex worker and because I am someone who has been in the sex world, my main thing is this. What are your true motives? What are your true intentions? Is that okay? No, it's not.
And then, you know, why I started off the question, in the kink world, a lot goes, but is there a line? It's because within the kink community, there's a whole community of littles. Like, and littles, mind you, they're small. Well, not going to say smaller, but they act upon ages well under 17 years old. Like, they might be walking around in a diaper or be playing a toddler and playing with toys or blocks and puzzles and shit, you know? So, like, that is somebody's kink. And it's like, I feel like I'm about to get in trouble in the kink world for this. But I feel like sometimes in the kink world, people use the kink community as a place to express taboos that would otherwise, you know, not be acceptable. And I know that's what it's about, but sometimes, what is the line? I guess that's the question I'm trying to find out the answer for is, what is the line? Because hypothetically speaking, pedophiles start jumping in the kink community talking about some, oh, this is my fetish, then we don't have a problem, you know? So where is the line? How do we keep this? And I guess it is appropriate play for consensual adults if your partner comes to you with that. They're not acting on it with young girls, but they're saying, hey, this is something fun. But still, I would question their morals, their moral integrity after that. But that's just me because I personally am not into little play. I love grown adults. That's my thing. But I don't want to shame anybody who does happen to do that kind of kink.
Feel free to call in. I have a minute.
Yes, and I'm going to read a couple of these responses. So some people said, it's cool, my lady's into that, so she might request it. Somebody said, nah, not with that pedophilia shit, whether it's male or female, that's dead. But is it, again, is it pedophilia if it's between two consensual adults? That's the question. Because you're playing, it's a role play. I know, I'm sorry, you're spacing, if y'all can see. So Becca responded and said, honestly, it doesn't sit well with me, but if that's what you're into, then that's what you're into. There's something to be said about the fact that they want to role play and not actually engage in sex with a minor. It's a responsible choice for a fantasy that is immoral and illegal. I respect it, and specifically for me, if either of my partners wanted it, I would probably indulge them. I would, however, question their morals.
Boom!
Okay. I mean, I don't think we can say shit else after that. Boom. Well, Becca set that off. I mean, hey.
If she didn't coin it, she coined that.
I agree with that. I mean, like I said, and truth be told, I went along with something close to that. So I get it, Becca. Thank you. Shout out to Becca.
Yeah, shout out to Becca. That was a really good response.
So, y'all, we have 5 minutes left, so we're going to make a few more announcements really quick. We're going to do the top 2018.
Quick.
Top 2018 projected hoes. And I'm going to let you guys know, I've already been right on one of them, so let's get to it. The top projected 2018 hoes goes to...
And the drum roll, please.
Number 5 is Kyla Pratt. Welcome back, DC. You're on the map, baby.
Hey.
Kyla Pratt, where you at?
What the hell is she doing?
Listen, we got 5 minutes. We ain't gonna talk about that.
But I need to know why. They need to know why she's relevant. Yeah. I don't know.
So that's why you tune into the next week's show, and we might just give you the scope.
But nobody knows enough or cares enough about her to want to tune back in for Kyla Pratt.
I care. I'll
tell you why Kyla Pratt is relevant. Just her.
Kyla Pratt is undermined. And she's from D.C., so she's going to shine. Boop! We stars for a lifetime.
So you want to look out for Kyla Pratt.
Kyla Pratt coming up in 2018. You want to make a bet right while we at it? I bet not. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Miss Gabrielle Union. Uh-huh. Book sold over 1 million copies. Do we need more wine? We got champagne tonight. Yes, her infertility came out. She was an honest hoe. I can't produce.
Oh, yeah. She's very transparent about it. That takes a strong woman right there to even be open about that in the first place.
Thirdly, she's stepmother of the motherfucking year. Supported D-Wade in spite of. And shout out to that clothing line that she has at New York & Company. Come through. Come through. Come the fuck through. Black women push through.
Yes.
Number 3, Amara La Negra. Miami.
Oh, I like her too.
Yes.
I like her too.
Yes. Loving Hip Hop, Miami. Signed a deal. Multi-album. Fast Life Entertainment and BMG.
And I got one hoe that I really, really want to hear from this year, but in the light of all this Me Too shit. Where the fuck is Corinne Stephens? I need another book.
Ooh. Come through, Corinne. Come through, Corinne. You didn't even make a number. You just came through.
For y'all that don't know, that's Superhead, y'all.
You don't even got a number. Just come through. Super don't have a number. Just come through. Number 2, Issa Rae.
Issa Rae, I love her.
Oh, you better, honey.
I watched her glow up from ABG, from Awkward Black Girl to where she is now. Like, respect.
Signed a whole new deal with HBO, Creative Control, and the producer, Pro Black. She was on CNN, Lisa Baldwin's Presents American Women.
Last one.
And she was a Golden Globes Best TV Actor. Omarosa, number 1. Omarosa, you better come through. She already got the spotlight because, like I said, my productive hosts, they got the spotlight. Omarosa, she's on Big Brother. Y'all make sure y'all tune in Celebrity Style. Boom.
And she got to come up off Trump's white ass.
She got to come up off Trump's white ass.
I don't know. But go ahead. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to have one announcement. Again, www.tastetouchfeel.eventbrite.com to come to our Love, Leather, and Lace edition of Taste Touch Feel.
Get your tickets now.
Absolutely.
Eventbrite.com.
And for our new website, www.thehohive.com, we are seeking writers. So if you have anything to talk about, any sex topics, any hoe advice, hoe tips, product reviews, anything, we are seeking you. So please send us an email to thehohive@gmail.com. That's all for tonight. We're going to sign off. This is your girl, Miss Brooke J, the sensualist.
And Miss Anston, sir, y'all make sure y'all tune in. Hey, signing off. Ho! Ho!
Pipe up, nigga, pipe up. No limit, I'm a fucking soldier. Ay, always lit, yeah, I'm never sober. It's for 3 days in a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ay, Rory, shopping, that means copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a bopper, homie, hopping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire, bitch lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Kamaya. Hoes stirring up the pot, I'm a liar. And girl,
if I hit it one time, I'm a piper. Yeah. If I hit it two times, then I like her. Yeah. If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Now your man pipe up, lick the pipe up. And hey, advance from hey, the safe, hey, in your face when hey, you hey, say money. Hey.
Money.